as far as diabetes and the teaching of diabetes is concerned, I think problem solving is good because diabetes is a problem, is a multifactorial problem, both in pathogenesis and in clinical manifestations and clinical problems. So what I like about it, you can set nice problems with diabetes. And also in this day where students can select subjects, there's a lot more options. They don't have to do everything. That you can then offer diabetes as one of the options and hopefully get people coming to you for teaching who are wanting to learn about diabetes. So I do think that in this age of tremendous sort of, you could say, conveyor belt teaching, that you can actually get some much more refined and selection and interest, and that'll be good for all subjects, including diabetes.
And when you began this job in 1973, what were the current orthodoxies regarding diabetes?
Well, I suppose diabetic clinic at the General Hospital was held up as the traditional dinosaur, claimed to be the, I don't think there's any justification, claimed to be the biggest diabetic clinic in the country. But it did represent exactly what we shouldn't do. It was a huge performance, 3 days a week, three or four desks in a large room, so that very little privacy. We did have private cubicles to go and examine patients, but basically the consultation was done almost in public. So it was a cattle market, and some patients loved it, some hated it, the staff certainly didn't like it, and but that was the way it had been done and been built up, and it took an awful lot of changing to get that moved forward to rather more one personal interview in a room with a doctor. And of course, what the nurses did in the clinic, again, very little, and now there's of course a lot more involvement of nurses in clinics. The other thing that was very traditional was, although not reproduced everywhere in the country, but of course having a diabetic ward. And this was very useful and in terms of education. And in fact, if you think about it, what the main function was education, the other was dealing with acute diabetic emergencies. Now, the acute diabetic emergencies now go almost anywhere in the hospital, which is not necessarily a good idea, but that's what's happened. But the teaching side of the diabetic ward has been extended and developed and, of course, is a lasting legacy. And from that was the development of the first diabetes nurse specialist education and qualification. And that was very interesting to be part of that first movement, particularly pioneered by Janet Kinson, the nurse in charge, and Malcolm Natras. But I think it has led the way in for many subjects, and they've followed diabetes. Diabetes led the way in that. So, yes, there was an old-fashioned clinic, old-fashioned inpatient facility, but out of that has developed the modern techniques.